The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 490. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
All right, man, we're back. Capcom and Marvel have joined forces once again to bring you... All right, you already know what we're doing tonight. Oh, man, it's crazy. By the way, a little bit of an apology here. I'm noticing my video is a little bit delayed. Hopefully, that's not going to affect anything, you know. But we should be good. It's the content. I'm pretty sure most of you guys just listen to this shit anyway, you know. All right, so we don't know what's going on with Brian. He may show up. He may not show up. Brett is definitely not going to be on. Apparently, he's been recuperating for the last few weeks. So I'm not going to get into his medical stuff. I'll let him handle that. But he's going through some medical stuff. He's doing better. I talked to him today. He's in very high spirits, which is good, you know. And he's going to try to be back on Sunday. But, yeah, he missed you guys. And, yeah, he'll try to be back. But, yeah, he's just been going through it, you know. But I really like the fact that he was in very, very high spirits, you know.
That's good.
You know, that was good. Yeah, Brett's the man, you know. All right, man, without further ado, let's get into it. You already know we're going to start things off here with the Nintendo Direct, people. Another Nintendo Direct wrapped. I will do something slightly different because there was a certain game announced during this that is so monumental, it has to have its own segment. Have its own segment. So when we get, because I'm reading this off you know, like an order of appearance. By the way, I went to a couple of websites and just to confirm this is the exact order. So when we get to this game, it's Marvel vs. Capcom. We'll skip that because I'm gonna devote a chunk of time for that. And it comes with a story too, Carlos. You know, several stories, not only an old story or old stories, but a new story of how I found out about this. So I didn't watch this direct. I was at work, you know. But anyway, we're gonna get into it, man. First up, we have Mario and Luigi Brothership. I believe, so go ahead, Manny.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say about this one that they did a nice stylization to it. It actually looks like the actual artwork that's created for those Mario and Luigi games, where it has that little gradient. So they did a nice little, a nice style change on it to sort of differentiate it a little bit from the rest of the games.
So I was confused because when I saw it, I love those Mario and Luigi games back in the day, like on my Game Boy Advance and stuff. I used to play them all the freaking time. And when I saw Mario and Luigi, I'm like, oh, like it piqued my interest. And then I saw the art style and I'm like, whoa, this looks different. So I wasn't sure if it was new or something that, you know, has been there for a little bit. But yeah, apparently it's new and, you know, I'm a little bit interested in it. I might cop it.
It definitely looks like more turn-based. Like where those I'm not totally familiar with those Mario.
Yeah, they're all turn-based.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris, cool. You got any thoughts on this?
it looks good. I honestly, it's funny. Like I don't know which series is the actual successor to Super Mario RPG. I think it's this
Paper
one.
Mario.
Paper Mario is also an RPG. But these games are pretty good. Bowser's Inside Story was good. Superstar Saga way back on GBA. Mm-hmm. These are pretty good games. So it has a nice style to it. I think the original developer, Alpha Dream or whatever they were called, I don't think they're around anymore. So this got to be either internal or they found a new studio to do it. Mm-hmm. But it has a different style to it than the old games. But it looks nice.
No, J-Shep, it's not a sequel to Mario RPG. We were just asking, what is the spiritual sequel successor to
that
series? I mean, I would feel like it'd be the one, whatever one came first. I always thought that was Paper Mario.
I don't remember the first Paper Mario. I know Superstar Saga was on GBA. I think it was 2003.
Okay.
I don't remember. But
yeah, it's whatever one came first, you know, because they couldn't go, they had to work with Square on that game. So they had to renew a license and stuff with them in order to get that to work.
Yeah. All right. Rich, you have any thoughts on Mario and Luigi brothership?
Oh, yeah. I think the game looks good. Let me just make a quick comment and say shout out to Nintendo, because clearly everyone knows they're working on the Switch successor, but they have a ton of games coming to Switch for the rest of the year. So they are fully supporting the current hardware, which I think if you're a Nintendo fan, this is great. I think the game looks good, but you guys already know I don't have a Switch, and I'm not going to get a Switch for this game.
Oh,
yeah, fair enough.
I will say this. It's interesting also to note that before the show started, we got a tweet from Jeff Keighley.
Excuse me.
Oh,
and he put on his tweet. He said, I don't know, it was like right before the show or like a day or something before the show, but he tweeted out. He's like, this presentation will not have the Switch successor. So I feel like the Switch successor is the worst kept secret in the gaming industry.
Here's the thing, Carlos. I don't know if you saw Nintendo itself said that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Did. Nintendo, if you go to Twitter, Nintendo of America said, 40 minutes of new games, we will not be discussing the Switch successor. But guess what happened? What were people upset about?
No Switch
successor. Yeah, even though Nintendo told you, you know? But, you know, these are Nintendo fans, so not surprised there, you know?
Philly Fred, what's going on, brother?
We got Jay Shep in the house, Barry Byrne, you already know. All right, go ahead, whoever was talking.
Yeah, Rich, you go ahead.
Oh, I just was going to say, yes, no Switch successor, but as we will get into later, I'm about 100% certain that last announcement, that's got to be a game that's cross-gen, right? We'll get into that later.
Launch title?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Rich, well, for some reason, J-Shep wanted you to know this. For your information, Switch Online added Nintendo 64 17 plus games, so Nintendo now has grown man gaming. That's why he wanted you to know. good stuff, J-Shep. Echo Crimson, what's up? That's hilarious. Grown man gaming. Oh, man. All right. Next up here, we got Nintendo World Championships NES Edition. Again, I'm reading this off of a Polygon here.
Go ahead, man.
What is this?
It's too bad that Adam's not on the show because
but Nintendo, a game.
He many years ago when we were kids, we went to the Nintendo World Championship, the original one. Out in the Jacob Javits Center. And what this is what the players were actually playing during the championship.
That's kind of cool.
So you play a couple of levels, you know, like you play a little bit of a level and it sends you to another one and it sends you to another one. So, yeah. So
okay, that's all, actually kind of cool. I got
to
admit.
Did you hitchhike your way to California?
No, he went to Javits Center.
Because it was in NYC. Yeah, and Adam was pretty good at that stuff. He managed to get onto the stage like three times.
Oh, wow.
So, like, what you do is you played in the little area, and then you qualify in there, and then you get onto the stage. And you as you get further on, you get further up and up, and then you become the Nintendo champion.
Pretty cool.
He had controller issues on
his
on his one that was on the stage. So that's why he didn't get as far as he got on the stage like three times, which was amazing. And also at the show, like, you know, they had different stations showing off new games. And this was around Wizard Time. They did have Super Mario 3 playing. You could play it on the floor there. It was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
So as I remember, a few years ago, somebody found the original cartridge. So I think for a while, I can't remember what it was, but it was like the, they found the original cartridge that was used in that show, on that thing. But it, you know, for years it had been lost or whatever. So somebody had it. So maybe that's what this is, or it's like a, just a report.
What's that clicking I hear, by the way?
Oh, it's just me.
Okay, watch out with that. Okay, so, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's really cool, and it has a nice little setup too. Like it comes with a little gold cartridge, which was what you got. You won, and then you get comes with a bunch of other fun stuff too.
Yeah. All right. Oh, by the way, real quick. So Mario and Luigi Brothership comes out November 7th, and Nintendo World Championships comes out July 18th. So that's pretty close.
Yeah, coming out soon.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Next up, we got an anime game, Fairy Tale 2, Bandai Namco. I'm guessing. Of course.
The usual fairy tale fare, right?
Yeah. You know, all right.
Those games do gangbusters for Namco, so they're not going to stop making them.
Yeah. All right. So we don't need to go crazy that. All right. Next up, we have Fantasia Neo Dimension. Now this one's interesting. I saw a lot of people get hyped because it's by Miss Walker Studio, you know, Hironobu Sakaguchi. But you know, doing my research, turns out this game's not new. Came out 2021 for the Apple Arcade. So this is basically a remaster of that, you know? Because people are like, shit, Sakaguchi's back. He's back. I'm like, he's been back.
What's also very interesting is that Square Enix is publishing it. So it's not only, you know, obviously, you know, a newer RPG that he had created with the original, you know, the two originals of the Final Fantasy franchise, also composer. Yeah. But it's also being put out through Square Enix. So this is pretty cool.
That is pretty noteworthy, yeah. Does anybody have any feelings about this?
The other fun thing about the game is that all the environments in the game are all like miniatures. So they actually took photos of miniatures, and they have the characters running around in these little constructed miniatures that they made.
It's pretty
fascinating. It looks interesting. I mean, granted, I wouldn't have touched it on an iPhone, but you know, if it's on a console, or you know, I'm sure that's part of the reason why it's on a Switch, because it was for an iPhone.
Yeah, I'm easier to make. Yeah,
and easier to make, easier to run.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of interesting, but you know, it's an old game, so whatever.
Like, it's an old game, but it, you know,
excuse me, old Apple Arcade game. So it's like,
it's an old Apple Arcade game, but I also say at the same time, it's like. The one thing about putting stuff on Apple Arcade is that it may not be getting the audience that it kind of wants to get. So I think it's better that it is on a console where people sort of recognize his name and, you know his lineage. Because Apple Arcade's a tough room. Because most people are just looking for little things, and little time wasters. That game, I don't think, is a time waster. I think it's a little bit more than that. So.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Next up here, we have Nintendo Switch Sports. Is this a new game or is it an update?
I think it's an update.
Okay.
It's a basketball.
Oh, it's a basketball update? All right. So there you go. If you like that, there you go. Next up, we have Mio Memories in Orbit. I guess that's what Mio stands for. Mio Memories in Orbit is all about its pretty watercolor world. Not much information was shared outside the trailer, except that it's coming 2025.
It's a very nice. It's a very nice looking game. It's a side.
Really nice looking.
Yeah, I'm looking at shit now.
It has like a really good art style, and it's colorful. It pops.
Yeah,
it looks like it's got the
It's got like a painted look to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm looking at the trailer now, but I'm like, where's the game?
Also a game that's also going to be multi-platform as well.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Here's the gameplay. Yeah, it looks nice. All right. So there you go. Coming 2025. Oh, got to wait a while for that. Oh, by the way, the whatchamacallit, Fantasia holiday that's dropping, and the sports game is drop, or the update's coming in the summer. All right, next up, we have Disney Illusion Island. It's an update, it says here. A new mystery update is coming to Disney Illusion Island, and it's launching on Nintendo Switch on Tuesday, which is it's already out. So there you go.
Yeah, it's if you've played the Illusion Island before, this is just a little update to it.
Yeah. All right. Now we have a Hello Kitty game.
To be honest, it looks like Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I mean, probably. Let me see. It's originally available on mobile, so there's another one. Mm-hmm. Also coming to PlayStation. It's a timed exclusive. All right, so there you go. Hello Kitty for people who like that. I gotta give respect to Hello Kitty, man. That's a franchise that's been around for a long time. You know,
Sanrio just they keep making new characters.
Yeah,
you know, Kuroki and Yuniko and all those characters are all those little cutesy little animal characters. They keep doing them. So all the power to them. That's Sanrio.
How long is that franchise older than us? Like, that shit's been around forever.
Well, no, see, the thing is, like, Hello Kitty is one of many.
Sanrio, yeah, but I'm talking about the original one, yeah.
Yeah, they're not the original either. Sanrio has had multiple characters that have, you know, existed. Even, what was that, there's one that has a Netflix animation right now. Like, she's like a little anime, like one of those Hello Kitty type characters, but she listens to, like, heavy metal. Yeah. And the way she gets her rage out about, you know, working at this desk job is she goes to karaoke and sings metal songs.
Oh, Agretsuko?
She's another character from that Sanrio.
All right, there we go. 1975. So yeah, older than us. I knew it.
Yeah, it's old. It's
amazing. Shout out to them, man. Another, you know, Japanese export, which is cool. You know. Okay, next up we have Looney Tunes Wacky World of Sports. Is this a new game?
It's a, I don't know if it's a new game, but all I know is that game looks rough. Yeah, it kind of looks like, it doesn't look very good. Like, the characters look all just, like, are animated horribly. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like their answer to NBA Jam, like.
It seems like that. Like, it's,
or Space
it's,
Jam, some, I should say, you know.
For some reason.
This, oh, no, they got other shit in here, too.
For some reason, this has been the year of basketball games. Like, yeah. I don't know what's in the water.
I think
right
it
now.
Has the Knicks more, made it, man. I think it's golf.
It has more in it. Yeah,
it has golf and soccer. In
yeah,
it
has
as well.
More, yeah.
Well, I mean, Looney Tunes. This isn't the first Looney Tunes sports games. I mean, there's
no.
They've,
yeah.
They've had. I mean, I used to play in the. Was it the Genesis? It was tiny. I don't know. It was Looney Tunes or Tiny Tunes though? But yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the art style with the animated one that Manny mentioned. It looks bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look very good.
Booty ass cheeks.
It looks like a cash grab. They should have canceled that too.
Oh, man.
along with Kill the Justice League.
Oh man.
No.
All right. Next up, we have Among Us. It's an update. So there you go. If you like that.
Hope's love with Among Us.
Yeah, I feel like Marvel vs. Capcom got Tony real calm about these Switch games right now. No, it's just because these Switch games aren't that exciting, bro. Let's just be real.
Yeah, I mean,
usually when I do these rundowns of the Nintendo Switch, because I don't watch these directs, fucking wasting my time. But I did research this, and you know, I saw a lot of people get hype, and I honestly believe I think a lot of the hype came from Marvel vs. Capcom and Metroid, because most of this shit. Very underwhelming, as is typical for Nintendo. But I'm talking for myself, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a Nintendo guy. I don't give a fuck about what their games are. Let me finish.
Yeah,
you know, so obviously, I'm going to... If you heard me run down through any of these Nintendo Directs before, this is the same tone. I like... And we're going to go, hey, guys, this is amazing. Oh, my God, we got Furbanya. Ah! You know, like, I'm not going to do dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's Nintendo. You know what do you expect? But if you want to see me get hype, wait until the next segment. Your boy's about to fucking lose it. Anyway, go ahead, Manny.
To be honest, I found this the least egregious of the Nintendo Directs. Like, there's literally, like, you know, there's usual suspects. You know, there's some fun-looking new things, you know, and then there's the usual, and there's, you know, Nintendo things. I feel like I've seen previous Nintendo Directs. And even you right now, you're usually like, fuck that shit. I don't care. You're like, it's like, it's not, I definitely think.
No, this isn't ultra egregious. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'd be like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Yeah, what the fuck's this shit?
Yeah, you know? No, this one is, you know, whatever. All right, next up we have, I don't know how to pronounce, I'm just going to say Farmagia. That's what it looks like to me. You know, Farmagia. Felicidad is a realm of monsters. So I'm going to say like a Spanish version, Farmagia. You know, let me look at what the fuck is this bullshit. See, there you go, Manny. I gave it
it's an anime.
I gave it to you. What the fuck is this?
It's like Monster Rancher. It's literally Monster Rancher. You farm and you grow monsters.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It looks like Monster Rancher, yeah.
It's funny. It looks like it's designed by the guy, the person who designed Fairy Tale. Like, the main, the protagonist looks like a Fairy Tale character.
Yeah. This looks kind of rough, too, though.
Yeah, it looks a little... I mean, yeah.
All right, there you go. So there's that game. Next up, we got Donkey Kong Country Returns HD. Another port. So there you go.
Yeah, but it's got a quality update. Like, they replaced a lot of the models and they did a bunch of additional work to it to make it look a little bit better. So, yeah.
Yeah. But that's pretty cool. I know that game was like really good for people who played it. All right, next up. This one's cool, but also coming to PlayStation. Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake and more. Because not only are we getting 3 done in that kind of octopathy style, but we're getting 1 and 2 done in that style. So pretty cool. Riku said he is finally going to jump into this series because of this. Because I've been telling about Dragon Quest for a while. But bro, get in there, you know?
It's very... The octopath and... These are really nice looking things, so it's a nice little combination. It looked like they reanimated a bunch of the fights too, like the monsters in the fight.
Yeah.
So it looks cool.
Yeah. Rich, what's up?
I just want to make a quick comment about this game. I saw this during Summer Games Fest. This was a off-site appointment with Square Enix. didn't really know when it was going to get announced until it actually happened. So. I haven't really played the series, but I did get a chance to play a preview build on PS5, and I definitely want to go back to that because I didn't have enough time with that. But yeah, I enjoyed what I played so far, so I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, this looks really good, man. I'm definitely looking forward to this. So, fun story, because after the first Dragon Quest game I really, really played was 11. Like, I checked out Manny playing 8. I wanted to get the game. Actually, I think I had it. I just never got around to playing it. Manny, what was the demo disc that came on with? I played that a lot. I think I got that game for that demo disc. Anyway,
I'm totally blanking on what it came with. It was a PlayStation 2 game.
Yeah. Anyway, so after Dragon Quest 11, I went, let me check out some Dragon Quest. So I actually played Dragon Quest 1 3 times on 3 different platforms. I played the original NES version, right? Then I played the Super Nintendo version. These are emulated games, obviously. And then I played a Dragon Quest game that's currently available on Switch, which may have been a mobile port. I enjoyed it a lot. Very simple stuff, but it was very enjoyable, very endearing. So I want to play the rest of them, too. So I'll play Dragon Quest 1 again, you know? Good stuff. So that's a good one. But again, coming to PlayStation. All right, next up here, we have Funko Fusion, you know? Yes. Are you
hyped? That's the most egregious of them.
Oh, yeah?
Right there.
Well, what's wrong with this? Because it's Funko?
Yeah, it's Funko Pop.
Oh man, is it safe to say this Funko shit is over? Like, remember back like a few years ago, it was like huge. Now you don't really see people talking about Funkos as much.
Yeah,
this game kind of seems out of place.
Yeah, it feels like it's maybe about 5 or 6 years too late.
Yeah. So you know, if you're one of those people that still like Funkos, I never understood the appeal, to be honest.
It's the member berries, because the Funko literally nips up every single franchise you could possibly think of and makes like, you know, little characters based off of those things. So you can get Marty, you can get like friggin' what's her face, you know, from Game of Thrones, like pretty much. Throw it if it exists as a franchise, it's probably got a Funko.
Yeah, I should rephrase it. I never understood the appeal of taking franchises and making ugly characters out of them.
To make money?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
No, but I mean, I don't understand, like, oh, I love Game of Thrones. I want to get an ugly version of Daenerys. What?
Yeah, like a weird little stylized.
You know what I mean? It's still
like, there's no real alternative to that. It's like there's not a company making like good versions of it.
So yeah,
that's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of Funko things, like a lot of times they're catching like franchises that haven't gotten any love in years.
Yeah.
So it that's where it's sort of getting. But I hear that company like functions at almost a loss because of all the licensing they do. So all the money that they make pretty much goes back into licensing more shit. So,
like, I had somebody gave it to me. I didn't buy this shit myself. I had like a Ryu Funko, and I'm looking at the whole time. I'm looking at why does this exist? This looks dumb. Yeah. You know,
I don't know. For some reason, people just love having like. They like that little reminder of that specific, you know, thing that they like. So,
but it's not. I mean, it's like a warped, stupid version of
it. Think of it like Chibi. Like there's a company part of Bandai which is called Dendroid, right? And what they do is they make little Chibi versions of every single character. Like same sort of idea, but they're a little bit more expensive and they do a lot more work. Let's just be honest. So you know, there's a Metal Gear one. Yeah. There's all kinds of these little cheapy little characters that they have.
That company, did they come before Funko Pop?
No, Nindor. I mean, I don't know. I can't remember.
The reason I asked is because people always consider them the Me Too. You know, like, hey, Me Too, I want to do this. You know, the Funko Pop craze.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like that's what it's sort of trying to do. But it's even less of an investment because at least in Nindor, granted, they still use a lot of the same proportions and same, you know, some of the same stuff, but they still put in the work.
Yeah.
Like sculpt in, you know, new outfits. And in other words, they still look like little, you know, there's literally an Elden Ring version of him. He's in his armor and he's all like that.
Yeah.
The pot, they made the pot. They have the pot in that too.
That's funny.
From Nindroid. So,
yeah. You know what it is? I think you just kind of answered my question. I think aside from like Puzzle Fighter, I don't care for chibi stuff, so maybe that's why Funkos don't make any sense to me.
Yeah, you know, because they're kind of like another type of chibi.
Yeah, right? So yeah, and chibis never really appealed to me. So all right, that answers that question. There you go. All right, next up here we have Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, and this is an upgrade. Well, what is this? Is this a new game? Is it old? What is this?
Luigi's Mansion 2 is
it's like a remaster.
Okay. Yeah, it was on 3DS. That was 3DS. The 3DS. Okay. Luigi's Mansion. Yeah, they ported to Switch.
All right. Well, there you go.
It doesn't look like they did a significant update to it either. Like it looks, you know, it looks clean. It
looks fine.
But yeah, it looks a little blocky here and there.
Yeah, let me look at this real quick.
It's not horrible.
Yeah, no, I see which even that moon is all pixelated. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's not a stylistic thing because the ghost looks better. Yeah. All right. So there you go. Next up, we have the new Denpa Men. What the fuck is the Denpa Men?
Yeah.
Let me look at that one. Is it?
I must have missed this one.
Manny, there you go. What the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, there you go. Denpa Men. Is it? Because I know there's
Denpa. Is it like Mies?
What the hell are they?
Yeah. I'm looking at this shit now. What the fuck is this bullshit? Nintendo fans, man, y'all special.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to look for it now. We have a link to it because I can't even remember seeing this.
It's in the show notes. Just click on it and then scroll down. It says the new Denpa Men. Is it like the is there a game called just Denpa Men then? We're like, what the fuck is this shit? All right, well, you know what? I don't care enough. I already lost interest. Let's move on here. What's up, man? You see it?
Yeah, I'm just looking at it now. Probably for Bison, it was Tuesday.
Yeah, pretty much.
It just looks like Animal Crossing with crazy mini games. It's like WarioWare and Animal Crossing had a kid.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. Metal Slug Attack Reloaded is coming. So what is this exactly? It's a tower defense game.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Next.
It's not a Metal Slug game.
No, tower defense. Yeah. That shit out of here. All right, next up we have Darkest Dungeon 2. Is this a game somebody on the show has talked about before?
I think Brett mentioned it.
Yeah, right? Brett might have talked about it.
Yeah.
Darkest Dungeon has a kind of a cool style to it. It's like very like Mike Mignola sort of like art style.
Yeah.
I know Joe Mad really liked the style.
Yeah. Jay Shep says, I know Brian enjoys playing games that aren't well received just for the fun of it. I wonder if he plays Nintendo games that fall into that category. Not really. He's not really a Nintendo guy like that. He owns a Switch. He has enjoyed some Switch games, but what you said about him is kind of correct, but it's about PC games mostly, you know? And I don't think it's like they're not well received. It's just that they may have gone like unnoticed, which is different. All right. Next up here, it says a big Nintendo Switch Online update. So I'll read this. The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, Four Swords, Metroid Zero Mission, Turok Dinosaur Hunter, and Perfect Dark are coming to Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion today. You'll be able to play Four Swords Online with friends for the first time, too. All right. So there you go. If you're into that. Turok Dinosaur Hunter. Remember that?
As I remember, wasn't Four Swords Adventure like a Capcom game?
I don't think so.
Or was that Spirit Tracks? I'm thinking.
I think Minish Cap. Yeah. Minish Cap was the Capcom made one.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have Phantom Brave, The Lost Hero. What the fuck is this shit?
Another RPG.
Is it by what company makes this?
Oh, I don't know. Let's check.
Yeah, I don't.
Is it this is the guys that do this guy
over here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah. Their games sort of have the same feels a bit.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Like I said, we're gonna skip Marvel's Capcom for now. We're gonna save that. That's a whole other thing right there. I have a way to talk about a fucking game, you know? After that, we have Super Mario Party Jamboree. There you go.
It's Mario Party.
Yeah.
It's Mario Party. What do you expect?
Give a fuck. All right, next up, we have Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom. So this one's interesting because you actually play as Zelda.
Yeah, this is a sequel to the, what was it?
It's not a sequel. It's in the style of Link's Awakening.
Okay, yeah. So it's not a sequel to Link's Awakening?
I don't believe so, but no. I don't know the story because the beginning of the game looks like the ending of Link to the Past, where he's fighting Ganon, except the world breaks and he falls into it.
Yeah.
And then he plays Zelda, which Aonuma said would never happen. So that's pretty interesting.
I wonder if they were, kind of coerced into that, but I'm not going to get into conspiracies. Chris, I think you know where my mind's going with this, but we'll leave that alone. Yeah. coming out September 26th. There you go. Next up, we have Nintendo Switch Lite Hyrule Edition. So, if you want a new Switch, there you go. It's coming out with that game, too. It's coincide. So there you go.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Gold, which is kind of cool. Just Dance 2025. Another one.
Another one. They're gonna keep making them.
Yeah, I know.
They're never gonna stop. Yeah,
they're never gonna stop.
Ubisoft is apparently that's probably Ubisoft's big greatest franchise.
Yeah, yeah, Bishop, you already know, man. All right, right here we have Richard Bailey Jr.'s favorite game, Lego Horizon Adventures, coming in hot. Rich, did you get to see this while you were out there, man?
I did not get a chance to see this because there was a conflict with this time. I did get a chance to talk to Sony PR, so that was cool. But no, I didn't get a chance to see this game. I heard it's got a lot of high praise. I will have to wait and check out for myself to see how it is when it drops later this year.
Yeah.
So is this game based off of just Horizon Forbidden West?
It just says Horizon Adventures.
Well, I mean, it's got like the dude from Forbidden West in it, the other guy.
Yeah, I couldn't say. I don't know. Again, I said this on the last show when we spoke about this. This game, again, I could be completely off base here because it feels to me like the Nintendo, like the Lego games had their heyday many, 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 many years ago. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, anyway, so that's dropping holiday. All right, next we have Stray. That's coming to Switch. Finally,
it's I think as I remember, it's an Unreal Engine 4 game, and there's actually a fancy like collector's edition that's also being released around the same time. Yeah, cat game. It was fun.
Yeah. Next up, we have Tales of the Shire, a Lord of the Rings game. So you get to hang out with the hobbits, you do.
Yeah, it's your rando hobbit, and you can make your little town. It's sort of like those sorts of farming games or Animal Crossing. It's just with hobbits. I think the big difference in this one is I think it is developed by Weta.
That's interesting. Like
that. So
that's correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's correct. Go ahead,
Rich. Yeah, do you have any more insight on this? Did you get to check this out there?
I did get a chance to check this out. It's very similar to Hello Kitty. So the people that loved Hello Kitty and the fact that you can you know, make connections and cook food for different people. Yeah, that's pretty interesting aspect about it. But I didn't really get a chance to see anything else. Since this is just like Manny said, you know, you're able to get closer to the other hobbits, build friendships and stuff like that. I didn't get the sense of there being any type of adversary you have to face. This is just like a community building type of game.
Hmm. Interesting.
Shia Baggins.
All right, man. Ace Attorney Investigations Collection.
They're putting them all out, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, all the Ace Attorney games have gotten some sort of remaster but essentially all the artwork has been redrawn and redone. So now it's this one. It's the next in line.
All right, there you go. The 100 Line Last Defense Academy. What the fuck is this shit? Let me look at this trailer. Does anybody have any insight on this? Some anime game? That's what it looks like.
Last Defense Academy.
The 100 Line, yeah. Last Defense Academy. Yeah, it looks like. Yeah, go ahead, Rich.
I'm going to make a prediction that this is also coming to other consoles.
It probably
and not
is.
Just the Switch.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably is. And I'm wondering if this is based on an existing anime or is just a game. Unsure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right, we don't need to spend more time on this shit.
Yeah, it looks like some sort of RPG or something like that.
Yeah. Next up, we have Romancing Saga 2, Revenge of the Seven.
Revenge of the Seven.
Yeah, so I'll admittedly, Romancing Saga is one of those names I've heard of, but I don't know any more than that.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen Romancing Saga series.
Yeah.
Is this a remake? I remember these being older titles.
I don't know.
Am I losing my mind?
By the way, Echo Crimson says that 100 Line is based off of anime. Is it anime or light novel? Or they're all the same in the end, you know? Yeah. So it's an existing property. Okay. All right. Let me look at this Romancing Saga real quick. What the fuck is this shit? Skip.
It's a well-known RPG. It was on the Super Nintendo. The original was on the Super Nintendo. You know,
but I'm wondering, is this a remake? Like you said, I think this is
a remake because Romancing Saga 3 was I think this is it's a remake.
Yeah. Oh boy. Turn-based RPG. Cool.
Yep.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah. It was an old Super Nintendo RPG. Same with the so old, yeah, it's definitely a fancy upgrade to that game.
Yeah. All right. And last up, a game that is no longer just a logo. Metroid Prime 4, people. It's coming. Yeah. You know? What are your thoughts? Nice.
So,
go ahead, Rich.
I will make a comment, and you can stamp this for future accountability conversations. If this game is launching on the Switch successor, I will get the Switch successor for this game.
Wow. That's crazy.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's funny how they said we're only going to focus on stuff coming to Switch in the latter half of 2024, but then you see 2025 games in here as well. So my assumption is this is coming to the Switch successor. I don't mind checking out some of the other games, but I'm not buying a Switch for the other games. But I will buy the successor for this game. So we'll see.
Yeah. Chris, what are your thoughts on this? Because obviously we've been talking about this game for many years now.
we finally see it. We finally saw a little bit of it. I'm excited. I'll play it for sure. Like, I'll enjoy it. I kind of agree with Rich, though. Like, I think this might be what Zelda has been in the past, this cross-gen title. You know, and I noticed Nintendo's been very close off because they're always asked, where's Super Mario Odyssey 2? Or the next 3D Mario game, or the next one. They're very silent on that. So I think they're saving all that. They're banking all that for the next one. But since this game literally was announced in 2017, I think they had to say something finally. Yeah. So it's coming out as this cross platform. So yeah, but it looks good. I definitely would enjoy playing that.
I question whether these are in-game graphics or not because it looks really good. I don't think those
it's
are
too
real.
Good.
I don't think those are in-game graphics. That's not going
to look like that one.
Yeah, no, the trailer one's a 1080 60.
Yeah, I don't think that's Switch hardware. No way.
Or it might be Switch hardware, but it just might be Switch 2 hardware.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I mean, it could be able to run it.
Yeah. Because that is not running on the current Switch. No fucking way.
Yeah, you would be like, it would be
jaggy, 30 frames a second, all fucked up looking.
Yeah.
You know? Like, remember when they had the Tears of the Kingdom trailer? That looked like a fucking Switch game, you know?
Does this have a date, or is it just 2024?
Let us see. Imagine that. It probably is. 2025.
Yeah. So I have a thought.
Uh-oh.
And I'll put my tinfoil hat on so nobody yells at me later. Just talking here. If they say anything about a new system or even hinted it by holiday, then we're going to see, like, the Switch. There's going to be a March launch of this new system. If they don't say anything by holiday, if they just carry on like, no, we're not talking about this, then it's farther out than I thought, and probably next holiday we'll see the Switch successor. It's all going to depend on them, considering they were very like, oh, we're, you know, definitively we're not talking about the Switch right now. I'm like, okay, you're close. You're close to talking about it. And my thought is, it probably would coincide to launch it just like the Switch, just a month before your fiscal year ends.
Yeah.
Get that bump next year.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's going to happen. J-Shep says, some speculated it was Switch 2, but the dude from Digital Foundry said it wasn't.
I don't care what he says.
Oh, whoa. Yeah,
those are fighting words.
Yeah, I kind of agree that it'll probably come out on both systems, and because remember we had that Breath of the Wild in the, you know, with the Wii U, and if people forget about that, it was on Wii U and Switch, you know.
That's right.
So yeah, I agree with that assessment. All right, so that's it for the main show. Again, we're gonna get to the really good shit in a bit. Overall, yeah, you know, if you're a Nintendo fan, like you, Rich, you're 100% right. They're giving you food, man. You're eating. You're a Nintendo guy. You are eating, so that's good.
Yeah, if you're an RPG fan,
yeah,
eating good.
Yeah. You are absolutely eating. Go ahead, man.
Well, one thing I will say about Nintendo, you know, anytime they have a Nintendo Direct and it's around E3 time, usually it's pretty decent. So they have a pretty good track record. Of just letting you know they have a lot of stuff that's actually coming out the same year, you know, that they announce it. So, yeah, I got to give them credit. So, for sure, definitely looking forward to some of these other games. Although, if there was any other game I am interested in and it's on another console, well, yeah, then I will check it out. But, but we'll see.
I call this show, just like the Xbox one, the shopping list.
Okay.
Because literally, like, most of the things, obviously, you know, Nintendo games are not going to show on there, but a lot of the games that were shown on there are all on other consoles. Mm-hmm. Coming out to the other consoles. So, you know, if you just do your due diligence, you watch this show, and you're like, oh, hey, wonder if it's coming. Oh, most of it's all coming.
What's going on, Otaku, man? You just showed up at the perfect time, man, because we just finished talking about the Nintendo Direct, but I saved one game because it needed its own segment, man. I am so fucking happy about this, man. You know? All right. So, a little bit of backstory for you guys, right? If you've been listening to Throwdown for literally the entire time, you know, there have been many games I've wanted and have loved, right? Among them were Capcom's Marvel games from back in the day, right? Specifically, X-Men Children of the Atom, Marvel Super Heroes, X-Men versus Street Fighter, Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter, Marvel vs. Capcom, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. We've gotten some of these, particularly the latter ones re-released. We've never had the first four games I mentioned re-released. We had them in those like little arcade cabinets that I was always talking about, but never a full-on re-release, right? Been wanting this, you could say 2 decades, basically. You know, like, these games were life back in the day. You know, me and Manny and some of our other friends play these all the fucking time, not only in the arcades, but specifically on the Sega Saturn, which had the best ports all fucking day. And you got to understand, we were not only were we huge, you know, Street Fighter fans, Capcom fans, but obviously huge X-Men and comic book fans. So these games just gave us everything we wanted in one. Mm-hmm. You know, like, as a matter of fact, there was a year gap between when the Sega Saturn died and the Dreamcast came out. I only played X-Men versus Street Fighter. There was nothing else for me to play. We would come over to my crib and just play this fucking game, the Japanese version with the 4 megabyte cartridge, you know? Games for fucking life. So I've been wanting this for fucking years, right? So I set it up for the modern day. I'm in my office. I'm not watching a Nintendo Direct. Again, one, I don't really care about these things. And two, I'm working, you know, even though I could have just had it in the background. So I'm talking to a colleague, just, you know, catching up or whatever. And I see an email from Capcom. Click on it. I just read the fucking headline in that shit. It said, Marvel vs. Capcom. I stopped reading it. I turned to my colleague. I'm like, dude. And I told what I just told you right now, I told him. I told him the whole history. I'm like, if this says what I think it says, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I read the rest of the email. I had to leave my desk. I went to the bathroom and it said, fuck, I had to. I was so fucking excited about this. Finally getting it, the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection. Like, and I'm being real right now, right? You guys have, you know, heard me complain about shit for years on this fucking podcast, right? I'll be honest, I haven't had many things make me happy in many years, you know? And how could it? Entertainment shit, the fucking government pulled this COVID nonsense, my mom died. Things are not well, you know? So when I saw this, I was like, oh shit, I remember this feeling. Feeling actually happy about something. Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? And then, you know, I also made me happy when I went on Twitter. Motherfuckers was hyped as hell. They were just as hyped as me. You know, I didn't realize that there was such a hunger for this. There was like even a hashtag, Free Marvel vs. Capcom. Shout out to Maximilian Dude, among others. A great video content that he put out on this because my man went nuts. So yeah, this again gives you everything. X-Men Trill the Atom, Marvel Superheroes, X-Men versus Street Fighter, Marvel Superheroes versus Street Fighter, Marvel vs. Capcom, and motherfucking Marvel vs. Capcom 2. And for good measure, you get the motherfucking Punisher game. Now, the Punisher side-scrolling game, right, was actually, it was Capcom's first, like, kind of partnership with Marvel. And that game was awesome, right? But it's only available in the arcade. You never got a home version.
It got a weird port.
But it wasn't the same. I played it through like MAME or something, you know? Because obviously, again, some of these games have been available through the one-up collections or the arcade one-ups. But it's like, I'm not trying to buy this fucking thing so I can play this game. I want it on console. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I saw this email, bro, I lost my motherfucking shit. This is a megaton, you know? And Chris, get in here, man, because I know you play these games too.
Well, this is fantastic. I was very happy, and I saw the reactions online, and I thought of something, and Kristen said this too. This is an absolute state of the industry that these old games that we loved come back, and I see more hype for them than anything getting released now. Even new fighting games don't have this kind of hype. Like, nothing even close. Like, my Twitter was blowing up. I saw video after video, people reacting, like, fucking like, getting emotional that shit was releasing. And I'm like, man, this is the absolute state of this generation. Nothing gets people fucking excited anymore. Yeah. That we need these old games brought together. And I'm like, it's just crazy. But I love it. I was very happy that Capcom was able to renegotiate the contracts or whatever to get this to happen.
Yeah. It's dropping, Switch, obviously, PS4, PC, but it's not coming to a specific platform, which I saw a lot of people get mad about. Not coming to Xbox. Motherfuckers. And here's that. I understand where they're coming from, because Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was a big deal on Xbox 360. Obviously. So they kind of felt it was a betrayal. I don't know about all that, but very, very interesting. But they know where people are going to buy this game. They know where they're going to buy. And I'm curious, have any of these other Capcom collections been released on Xbox? And if they have, maybe Capcom was like, these, you know, the numbers aren't there. We're not going to bother with this shit. You know, that's me speculating. I have no idea. Go ahead, Rich.
I would like to add another layer of speculation. Yes. That were very clear when they said it's coming to the, you know, was the PlayStation, PC, Switch in 2024. Is it possible it comes to Xbox in 2025? Maybe. I have no idea.
Okay, so they have released some of these Capcom collections on Xbox. I wonder why not this one. Very interesting. You know? This is going to sound fucked up, but when I saw that, I was like, sucks to be an Xbox guy. I got my shit. What about you? You know? So my plan is, because again, real quick, shout out to Black Metal Gamer for the $2. Now I got lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So I don't trust Marvel. I don't trust Marvel to just pull these fucking games. So you know me, I'm a digital guy, but I'm buying this physically. I'm specifically going to buy a physical copy on PS4 and then obviously a Steam version, you know? Oh, man, are you kidding me?
PS4, not 5?
It says PS4. You can play it on PS5. You know?
No, I'm saying it, but didn't they have PS5 listed on that thing too?
They have PS4 listed.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, it's playable on PS5.
Yeah. It doesn't need all that.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, so it makes sense. PC gets love. Yeah, all those collections are coming to PC. But yeah, I was happy as fuck. You know, and by the way, I should add, obviously, there have been things that have, you know, brought me joy over the past couple of years, but it's always been like maybe a top side at 6 excitement level. This shit raised it to 11, man. I wanted to fucking scream like out loud in the office, you know? Man, finally, you know? The only other thing that get me this hype is Virtua Fighter 6. You announce that I'm punching somebody, you know? It's crazy. J-Ship says physical copies for Switch and PS4 is pretty awesome. Do they have like a collector's edition or some shit like that? I don't even fuck with collector's edition anymore. I would buy that shit. You know, this is real right now, you know? And Chris, to your point, one of the reasons I haven't been happy about a lot of shit in recent years is because of what you just illustrated. Because modern shit has been dog crap. And I don't mean modern like in the last 20 years. I'm talking about since 2016, you know? A certain thing happened, yeah. People's brains popped, and then entertainment just went down the shitter, you know? And this is why even younger cats are happy about this old shit. I could go on down a rabbit hole about this shit. Look at what's popular on Netflix. Old shit, you know? And remember, I'm the guy who's been screaming about all these fucking remakes, but I want this shit. I've wanted this longer than some of you motherfuckers listening have been alive, bro. You know? Like, this is real right now. I'm playing it, and we got, and it's online too. All these modes, galleries, soundtracks. I'm done, man. I'm fucking done. Give me this fucking game, you know? They didn't drop, they just said 2024, but somebody, I forgot what it was, but somebody found something that was a clue. Oh, yeah, what am I talking about with the clue? It's already available for pre-order. So maybe, not only is it available for pre-order, but the system specs have already been released for PC, so maybe it's coming sooner than we expect. Because, you know, when I heard 2024, I'm just expecting December or some shit. You know, the latest possible. But at the same time, you've had games that have been released like, you know, years later that you could pre-order now, you know. But yeah, this is fucking great, man. Manny, what are your thoughts?
I mean, yeah, that's cool. It's cool to finally get them all into one collection now, because it's like it's been a while. But again, as we know, especially since Marvel is a hot property now. It's a little bit more difficult to get these things to work together, because the last time we've had one of these collections, and that's only included the two Marvel versus Capcom games, that's all the way up on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, that's right. That's how long ago it was. You know.
Which, by the way, our show has been around that long.
Yep.
So, yeah. It's at least been maybe, I want to say 10 years, 2012 when it came out, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. Otaku Man says, I don't have to pull out the Sega Saturn in the ramp card. Not anymore. We don't got to do that no more.
from what I can see, the way the menus work, the fighting collection seems to be in the same, seems to be developed by the same studio. And also, it seems to have all the same menus and UI. So if you have the anniversary Street Fighter Anniversary Collection or the Capcom Fighting Collection that came out not long ago, it's pretty much the same thing.
You know, and you get the same options. Like, you put the filters in, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't mean I got to put the CR.
Yeah. They have this one. They added something new. Ooh. So the previous one where you had a save state, this one, I think, has rewind.
Yeah, I think it does, yeah. So if you get fucked up by Apocalypse, you just rewind it. Or Onslaught, cheap-ass Onslaught. You know?
Cheap-ass Onslaught, or, you know, or freaking getting your ass whipped by freaking Sentinel.
Yeah, or Magneto. Remember, to us, for a while, man, remember this? He was like the gold standard of bosses because he was so tough, you know? Yeah, like when we play a new fighting game, we're like, yo, is that final boss Magneto hard? Like, that was the standard, you know? Like, Magneto's, this shit is fucking real, people, you know?
Magneto's fucking cheap.
Yeah, he was cheap. Chris, we still didn't hang out with you at that time, but that was the thing with us. Is like, we play a new fighting game. It's like, you'll see Magneto hard. But you understand.
Absolutely.
Fucking cheap son of a bitch, you know?
Against me. The human error is over.
I've loved these games. And, you know, Manny could attest to this when he was helping me move some stuff from my mom's place. Except for Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter, I have all these games. You know, Marvel Super Heroes. Here's the thing: Marvel Super Heroes for Street Fighter is actually my least favorite of them, because it's cheap. It's a cheap cash in. You know,
There's not really anybody. There's very little new characters.
There are none. The only new character is that cheap comedian guy.
Yeah, he's not even in the game. Yeah,
but there are no new ones. But. The intro to that game is the best one out of all of them. With that announcer, are you ready, true believers? Capcom and Marvel have joined forces once again to bring you, you know, Marvel Superheroes versus Street Fighter. Oh, man. Yeah. But you know, the thing that everybody was really hyped for is Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Great, obviously. But even though I like that game a lot, it's not one of my favorites. I actually like Marvel vs. Capcom, the game that came out before, more for two reasons. Six buttons, because Marvel's Capcom had four button controls. I found it weird. And three reasons. The other one, I seven backgrounds total. You know, that was kind of cheap. And I know motherfuckers love it, but I still don't like that music, man.
Yeah.
You know? That the weird jazzy music.
The weird jazz music.
What the fuck are we doing here?
Where's my Wolverine and Spider-Man song?
Yeah, man.
Again,
Marvel vs. Capcom, the game before it, the soundtrack was fucking amazing because I had so many characters, so then they just had all this music. It was cool. It's not like, yes, even though most of their songs were remixed, some people got new songs, kind of. You know, like for example, Ryu, they didn't use his classic one. They used the intro of Street Fighter 2, you know, dun, 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 dun. You know, they used that.
And he had that ability where he could swap into different versions of characters. So you could turn him into Ken mode, or you could turn him into Ryu mode, because it didn't have Ken in it.
Didn't have Ken, so you could switch. Was Akuma in that one, or is he a mode? You know, because there was a lot of weird ones. Mode.
I think he's specific.
Peace out, Otaku Man. You know.
Yeah, and then there's Shadow Lady, and there's a bunch of other fun characters.
Darkstalkers Collection better be next. Well, I know at least one of the Darkstalkers game is on one of these collections.
It's in the Capcom Fighting Collection.
It is, yeah. I think all the Darkstalkers games are in those.
I think so.
So go check that out. Yeah, it's not a Darkstalkers collection, but it is in that fighting game collection. Jay Shep asks, so I'm assuming that Capcom owns the IP. Did they have to get Marvel's permission for this game to release? Manny, you probably know better. But yeah, you have to. It's Marvel. Yeah,
you have to get you have to get their permission because it's their characters.
Yep.
They have to, whenever these games have to, you know, get re-released, there's a bunch of renegotiation that needs to be done, you know, to get the game to come out again. Small side note, I think the only place that you can get a physical one, it looks like right now, is Play Asia.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Which is very interesting to me. But I don't see it available for on Amazon or anything.
That's weird, because I could have sworn I saw Wario 64 post something.
I thought
Amazon doesn't do digital games anymore.
No, physical games. I don't see it on there.
Oh, Best Buy. You got to go to Best Buy. Yeah, there it is. It's on Best Buy.
What about GameStop?
I don't know. Man. So, but again, because of that, licensing stuff, that's why I'm like, let me get this. Oh, Subgata in the house. What's going on, brother? He goes, I just hope it's the Dreamcast version, and that is the best version of Marvel's Capcom 2. Who knows? No, it's probably going to be the arcade version, yeah.
Yeah, it's the arcade. They're all the arcade.
They all are, yeah. Of course, Marvel gets a cut. It's their characters, They get their cut. What's up, Carlos?
Does that mean they're going to be arcade perfect?
They are, yeah. I hope this leads to a proper Marvel's Capcom 4, says Echo Crimson. Yeah, I've had this theory for a while. That basically, after Infinite, which was a trash game. So this was the theory I had. That once Disney acquired the X-Men property, which they now have, they'll bring back or release Marvel's Capcom 4,
Yeah.
So that's what I think is going to happen. Marvel's Capcom 3 was pretty good, too. I enjoyed that game. It was different art style, obviously, but I still enjoyed it. I had my team. I called it the knife team. It was a Wolverine, Dante. I think it was Deadpool. Like, motherfuckers that could cut you up, if Virtua Fighter 6 ever happens, I want cameos from Yakuza games. That'd be fun.
Why not put, what's-his-face in there?
Yeah, put Kiryu in there. And Majima, put those motherfuckers in there. But yeah, great fucking news. This made my entire year. Like, this is fucking incredible. Good news, everyone. Give me those. Whoo, man, I'm going to go back, boy. I need a proper fighting game pad, though, for PS5. I still haven't bought one. I always buy one with a system, but I haven't had, a chance to because, there's not much to play. I mean, Street Fighter 6 came out, so that probably should have been my reason, but I got to look. Good stuff,
there
man.
For this one, I actually... Just for the hell of it, because it's not available on PlayStation, I put it on the Anniversary Collection.
Yeah.
And I haven't actually played a fighting game on the PlayStation 5. I'm like, yeah, I think I need a new controller. That big honking 5 controller, I don't know. I like the way the 4 feels better than the 5 controller.
I was playing Street Fighter 6 with one of the other 6, six buttons, face mm-hmm. buttons. It worked okay, but not really, mm-hmm. So I'm gonna have to just get another one. The Hori fight pads, they always release. I have like every version of those for systems, starting with the PS3. When it drops, are you guys going to stream a game night? Nah, we're not going to do that shit. No point. However, when Monster Hunter comes out.
Yeah, when the other highly anticipated Capcom game comes out.
Yeah, we're going to return to those streams because those Monster Hunter World streams were fucking hype, because it was just, random people just show up and start playing with us. Yeah. That's where Dirt was born, Yeah. No, we're not going to stream. We're going to embarrass ourselves playing against those fucking monsters online, I'm telling you, when I get this game, I'm going to just shut everything off for one night. I need hold up, bro. I'm in my moment right now. I've been waiting for this. It's a spiritual moment right there, man. This is fucking real. And I hope you motherfuckers have been listening for the last like 30 minutes of me gushing and then, could call me a hater, I can love too, So
you can love.
Yeah, I have that capacity. Man, I can't fucking wait. Let's go. No, I've not been excited about like anything for fucking years like I am about this. No movies, no games, no nothing. This shit right here. Oh, man. Let's fucking go. Alien vs. Predator. Yeah, where is that, Capcom? You know,
that's a good question. They gotta negotiate that. That's a different
frame. Oh, I would love that.
Hold on, isn't Cadillacs and Dinosaurs on one of those fighting collections? Or is it missing?
Was it?
It's the beat 'em up collection. Yeah. Well, no, I don't know if the Cadillacs and Dinosaurs on the beat 'em up collection.
That, I don't think that's on the beat 'em up question.
Shit, that game was Final good
Fight
too.
And Knights of the Round and all those.
You know, yeah. All right, so there you go. All right, let's move on. No, it's not on here. Thank you, Black Metal Gamer. Let's move on here because some other stuff happened this week besides Marvel vs. Capcom. I could just end the show right now. That's how fucking happy I am. You know, like this is real right now. Anyway, but we got a couple little interesting tidbits. So as we discussed, Nintendo has a lot of shit dropping, and I'm guessing Sony doesn't because they're not coming to Gamescom, you know. And Manny, we were talking about this, like we were just like, because we ain't got nothing.
Yeah, because we ain't got nothing. You know, to show you people,
it's crazy, so, man.
Wow. They're just gonna show you a they're just gonna show you a sizzle reel with a bunch of games that are coming out for everything else, but PlayStation.
Yeah, Sony Interactive. This is official. Statement too. Sony Interactive currently has no plans to exhibit at Gamescom 2024.
Yeah, they got nothing to show.
They got nothing. They got nothing. You know. And conversely, Xbox said they're going to have a big showing at Gamescom. You know.
Well, their showcase was like practically wait for Gamescom.
Yeah, right? It was. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, Black Metal Games, we like not bitter. Tony is good. Yeah, because I've just been getting on this podcast for the last 4 years just complaining about shit. So it's nice to actually be happy about something. You know, don't worry. Complaining will come back. It always does. Because
modern gaming
Modern entertainment is still here. You know, modern with a capital M.
It takes,
you
know? It takes 20 or 30 year old fighting games to get us.
Amazing.
And not just us. Like you said, look at Twitter, YouTube. Yeah. People are losing their fucking minds.
Yeah, and right? It's not just old motherfuckers; it's young cats too.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I agree that PlayStation has nothing, but they haven't been at Gamescom for 5 years. That's a fair point.
That's true.
You know, that's a fair point. Although
it is true.
Like Sony, it's not like Sony's been showering us with a whole bunch of games the last 5 years.
You know, man. Modern audiences only exist on X and Tumblr blogs. Tumblr bro is a fucking disease. Anyway,
that was a mistake.
Yeah, that was a huge mistake. All right, so speaking about mistakes, so Embracer Group has killed another studio. People,
what's
going right? Yeah, so I'm reading this off of IGN. Alone in the Dark developer Pieces Interactive has been. It is Pieces, right? Not Pisces.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pieces Entertainment has been shut down by the now infamous Embracer Group after the game failed to meet expectations. There you go. Chris, you played this, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was an acquired taste. It's a very slow game, very narrative. But, I mean, I liked it, but I can't – like, if people are looking for a Resident Evil competitor, that's not Alone in the Dark. So, I feel bad. And, yeah, Embracer is fucking – I don't know. I think they're part of the video game crash that is happening around us.
Shit.
I mean, they're just selling off studios, closing down studios. It's ridiculous. A fire sale going on over there.
Yeah, right.
They probably couldn't wait to shut this shit down. I don't think they even want to be in gaming at this point anymore.
I don't think they do either.
But the thing about it is, it's like they did this shit. They went crazy.
Yeah, they bought everything, and now
they went nuts and started buying a bunch of studio. Nobody told them to do that fucking shit. You know?
Yeah, but I don't think they had a strategy beyond buying the studios and asking them to make money. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, did you have a plan?
I'm pretty sure. I believe in my theory every single day. Every news bit that we get from Embracer, they stop getting that Saudi money, and they're like, oh, damn. Shit, what do we do now?
Yeah, right? I mean.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It's a good theory. IP bank for a sake for an IP bank never ends good. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
I think that Saudi money would have just kicked the can down the road. We would be talking about this in 2 years, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they didn't have any plans. They were just asking studios to just pump out content, not monitoring things. And look at Volition. Look at all the trash that's come out. I'm not saying Alone in the Dark was trash, but there's been some trash and there's been some failures. And then then they didn't get their Saudi windfall, and they're like, ah, fuck, we're out, we're done, sell off everything.
They bought the Lord of the Rings franchise. They did all this crazy shit, or at least the book, that portion, one portion of it. I don't know what
this feels a lot like when someone that turns, when is like 18 or 19 and they get their first job and they get their first paycheck, they don't know what the hell to do with it. So they just spend it on the intrusive thoughts they've always had since when they were a child with no money. And I feel like that's what happened with Embracer Group. They're just like, we're going to buy a whole bunch of studios.
Yeah, man. Yeah. All right. So there's that and other perplexing news. Sony has officially announced Uncharted 2, the movie. Did the first one do that well that they were like, let's make another one?
It did very well.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, it did well.
I mean, it does have Tom Holland and Marky Mark.
Yeah,
Spider-Man and Marky Mark.
Yeah, it's got Spider-Man and Marky Mark.
It made $400 million, so I'm pretty sure it did make a profit.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it probably didn't cost that much to make.
Yeah, probably 100 and some million.
The first movie struck gold with how much did you say, Carlos? Because this has a different number.
400 worldwide.
The first movie struck gold with $139 million global box office weekend. So you're right.
Oh,
totally. Yeah, that's damn for a weekend. Shit. Okay, that makes sense. Now I know I can see
it. It ain't no Inside Out 2 though.
Yeah.
Dude.
Is that bombing?
I'm shocked about that. No. Didn't it pass a billion or something?
Oh, Inside Out 2.
No, well, it just came out last week, but it's doing crazy numbers.
I thought
it's already got 400 million right now.
And Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2 did good too.
Excuse me, not Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys,
for Life.
Bad Boys for Life. Bad Boys,
Ride or Die.
This movie should have been called, Bad Boys for Life.
It's for Life.
Bad Boys for Life, you know?
Well, I mean, it's not a good idea with the whole Diddy stuff going on right now.
No, oh, man. we call him Puff Daddy in this house, sir. You know,
he doesn't get the acknowledgement to be named by his other fake name.
Yeah, like no, you're the first name you came with us with, man. Remember when Snoop Dogg tried to change his fucking name? I'm like, no, you're Snoop Dogg, bro.
He's like, yo, man, my name is Dogg.
My name's Snoop Dizzle Televizzle. You know, some bullshit. It's like, no,
Prince changed his name to a signal.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, well,
it's like, no, you're Prince. He did that because the record company fucked him over. There's a reason behind that one.
Completely random. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember, Snoop Dogg had a reality TV show on MTV, kind of like the Osbournes or whatever. I still remember that, this one scene, like he's like in his room playing video games, eating chicken from a bucket of chicken, right? His wife comes in yelling at him, man, you still eat that chicken? You know how late it is? So she takes the bucket of chicken away, right? So he waits for her to leave. He pulls out another bucket of chicken from under the bed. It's fucking great. Oh, man. But yeah, Uncharted 2 for... Yeah, never mind. I know why. Yeah, stupid. But will the Uncharted 2 movie do what the Uncharted 2 game did for the franchise?
Yeah, will it have the train sequence?
Yeah,
if they haven't already done it already,
they have the train sequence in the. It's just in a Mission Impossible movie.
Are their clothes going to get wet in the movie?
Like, yeah, right. Yeah, is the water going to move independently of the building? You know, like, is it going to have those physics? Like, look at that cup; it's crazy.
Excuse me.
And then Uncharted 3 is like, oh, you're doing that whole thing again with a big boat. Look at the water. It's moving independent of the shit. Oh, man. I'm not watching this trash or whatever. I didn't watch the first one. I ain't watching this shit either. You know? Stupid.
Don't need to.
Oh, trash. All right. And let's end the show on some lighter news. Our good friend, Mr. Larry Herb, Major Nelson, is joining Unity as a community director. You know,
it makes sense that he's there because Unity is in dire need of a visual upgrade because the last few people over there are kind of who've been in charge have been utter dickheads.
Uh oh, They need better optics.
They need better optics. So, you know, last time they had sent with their weak apology, they introduced a bunch of AI garbage.
Oh God.
And the stuff to sell there. Cause the one thing you got to understand about Unity, and you know, it definitely is a really good engine. But you know, because it, you know, it allows for a lot of options, but the problem is that because it's free to use, or the licensing is cheaper than the rest, they try to keep selling you a bunch of garbage. So like, even if you want support from them, they want to charge you for it. So that's, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that's really not so cool about it. So my guess is they got Larry in there to sort of be the voice of it and be like, okay, you know, how can we get this to get people to have more faith in this thing and develop more shit on this, you know?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no, yeah. Shout out to him, man. You know, he's a good guy, you know? So I'm certain he's going to bring that expertise over, you know? So good stuff, man. And what's up?
Oh, we got one more, right?
What happened?
We got one more, right?
No, we're done.
Well, there's one thing I wanted to put in there.
Yeah, what's up?
So today, Limited Run Games actually did a presentation, and they showed off a bunch of stuff that they have coming to physical. Some of the things that they were showing were they're bringing back Bubsy.
Oh wow!
Bubsy
3D, right?
No, this is just Bubsy. Like they have a Bubsy collection, and they're also going to be putting out the G.I. Joe beat 'em up that's coming out, as well as the Toxic Crusader beat 'em up that's also coming out pretty soon. So they had a pretty good showing as far as some of the classic things that they have in the pipeline. Still no word on the Hi-Fi Rush.
Oh.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a small smattering of some of the stuff they had going on. Now, they have a bunch of re-releases and physical stuff that is all going to be coming through them. So just sound good.
That's cool. Very interesting they did that now instead of like during, you know, fake E3 time. They waited like
Maybe they didn't want to get lost in the bunch.
Yeah. Manny, you know? J-Shep says Fighting Force, right?
So yes, Fighting Force is one of the ones which I,
don't care for?
No, that game was awful. But, you know, for fans of that game, you get to play Fighting Force again.
Yeah. Barry Byrne, you're not going to talk about the Madden 25 trailer? That's funny. That makes no field sense. We've never, ever talked about that fucking game, you know? Yeah, we realize it's, like, big, but gives a fuck, you know?
Mm-hmm. Madden, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. We are done here, people. So, Rich, what is going on with the Coalition?
Yeah, so... Summer Games Fest is gone and passed, but we are still have quite a bit of things that we're doing on the website to cover some of the games I played. I actually published a preview earlier today for Phantom Blade Zero, which obviously is one of the games I really enjoyed at the show. I have no idea when that demo was coming out publicly, but I can say they are working on a demo that they're going to sometime later this year. I just don't know when. But if you are curious to hear some thoughts, check out my preview on the website. We also had a review go up for another game that just dropped earlier this week called Blood, B-L-U-D. It's something that has to do with Humble Games. It's kind of like a stylized cartoon type of game. It's hard for me to describe it. But we did have a contributor that submitted that review, so check that out if you're interested. Yeah, stay tuned because I have quite a bit of games I played at Summer Games Fest. You're going to start to see a lot of stuff on the website between now and next week. A ton of things, so stay tuned for that. And lastly, if you are a Power fan, no, I'm not talking about that Sony show, okay? we have to always preference that. Myself, Gary Swaby, and Dana Abercrombie, we actually did a review of the next episode of Power, which actually comes out at about 1 a.m. The show will be on at about 12 midnight in a couple of minutes. So if you are a Power fan, you want to hear what we think about that episode. It was a very entertaining conversation. Check that out on thecoalition.com as well as the Coalition YouTube channel.
There you go. But
that's it for right now. Stay tuned.
So, Rich, would you say that at the Coalition that Summer Game Fest is gone but not forgotten?
It's definitely not forgotten. I have a ton of things that I have been writing on. The problem is that my other day job also involves writing, so I have to try to balance my time wisely. But I did get the Phantom Blade preview done, and I just started writing that today, and it was done today. So I have quite a bit of things coming, but stay tuned. There's a lot of stuff coming. I see that a lot of people are still posting content for Summer Games Fest, so I'm not the only one still posting stuff.
Yeah, you're good, you know. I just wanted to use that stupid reference, you know, gone but not forgotten. but no, that's good, man. And I kind of feel you on, you know, using the same, like, writing, you know, talent for two different things, you know. I don't have, like, a second job, but, like, when I try to do, like, you know, fictional writing, it's like, I already did a shit ton of regular, like, reporting writing, you know, so sometimes even though you want to do it, you kind of can't, you know. It's taxing, man. So real quick, Jay Shep goes, did you guys already cover the Elden Ring DLC? My bad if you did. No, we didn't, because there's not really much to say. Game dropped, we will be playing it, you know.
I mean, you guys are welcome to ask a question on the question show. You know, obviously Chris is a big fan, and you know, if
I'm diving on, in, your boy yeah, Brett's so, gonna be jumping yeah, back. Yeah. We got my cousin, the voice of God. Like, this is real right now. But again, like, there's really not much to cover since the game just dropped, and none of us have had a chance to play yet. But we will be busy. So, Manny, I'm gonna take what you said and up it up. I encourage you to ask us questions about Elden Ring for Sunday, because again, I'm gonna be getting down, your boy. You know, I'm gonna be getting down Friday night after work and Saturday. Sunday, I'm getting in, you know. Well, maybe not Sunday because I got some family stuff, but for Saturday, going in for sure, you know. So, we will be definitely be covering it. Not only your questions on Sunday, but we're going to go in on Thursday, you know, after we've gotten like a good hands on sessions. But yeah, not much to cover at the moment because it literally just dropped, you know. But you already know, man, if you guys were listening to us. When Elden Ring first came out, remember, amid all the bullshit games we were complaining about, that was the one light, you know, the one glimmer of hope, you know.
The darkest hour.
That brutal fucking game, that's a glimmer of hope. We were talking about that shit for months, playing that shit, you know. This is how real the game was, man. This is how long we played it, right? Fucking Carlos, he leaves to go to New York for a month. He was playing with us, comes back. We were still playing the fucking game. We hadn't stopped. You know, so it was great. Oh, and this DLC, excuse me? Yeah, I'm stoked, man. Carlos, you ready to get in there, man? Let's go.
Yo, man, ready to go back into the to be a tarnished again? And man, all the reviews have been ridiculously positive.
Yeah, I haven't seen the reviews. What's the reception?
Really, really good. I mean, they've been saying that this is more of a game than it is a DLC, because of just how long it's take, you know how big the world, the new, you know, pieces of the world is now, and you know, all the content, it's taken tens and tens of hours to complete. So yeah, I can't wait to go back in. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get fucked up a lot, but I can't wait to get with the squad of the PSN chat, so we can talk, so Chris can do some tours. And shout out
to, hold on, our boy, you know, hey y'all need another player.
J-boy, shout out to J-boy. J-boy's gonna teach us all the fucking tricks.
He knows, man. You know, it like Chris, I think he might be like your senpai. Like, hey, my man knows stuff, you know. It's crazy. Y'all need another player. My man just rolls into that chat all smooth, you know.
He's like, you gotta turn here and then you gotta go here and just wait.
Hold on, I hear it. With that ASMR voice of his. Yo, shout out to my mans, you know. Now you turn here. No, what you gotta do is you gotta come back. You gotta use this weapon. But if you use this right here, then you can like that's what you He's like a fucking like gaming Alex fucking not Alex Ross, Bob Ross, you know. Both great artists, by the way. Alex Ross and Bob Ross, you know. Can you imagine if Alex Ross was that? Like, and we're going to paint Superman today. He's going to be flying over Metropolis. I'm going to make him look like a 1950s painting. Norman Rockwell. All right, let's get out of here, man. So, yeah, Sunday asked his questions about the Elden Ring DLC. I want to know if you guys are going to be getting down. 94 out of 100. I'm guessing that's the review scores. Here's the thing about, let's just be real about From Software games. They score really high because the only people that review them are From Software fans. Let's just be honest, because nobody else can handle these fucking games, you know?
And to be honest, that's part of the trepidations we had with Elden Ring, because we knew that the people getting the review copies were the Soulsborne fans. So we knew they were going to love it. But when they were saying, you know, this is the greatest game ever made, we're like, really?
You're like, all right.
And then, I didn't believe it.
And then I was like, you guys need to calm the fuck down. Then a week later, I come back eating crumb. I go, these motherfuckers were right. I was like, these motherfuckers were right. You're right.
You're right.
Oh, man. All right. We're done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Join a Discord where the conversations and the rumors are always popping. If you have been watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when we go live. We are on every podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show, that's two words, Throwdown Show. And of course, throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time. And I got a couple of announcements to make before I go. So if you are going to be up in New York at the Waffle Games event, Waffle Games 7.0, I'm going to be speaking there with my game studio, Decoy Games.
Nice.
We're going to be talking about what it's like to be a game developer and work at the Decoy Games. Also, probably go into a little bit of the history. For myself. So yeah, that is going to be June 22nd, and it's going to start at around 1 p.m. So yeah, that's when our panel is. So yeah, so if you're going to it, I'll be there. Next up, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff. So earlier this week I was on the Turtle Tracks podcast, which I've been on before. This time was to promote the 40th anniversary celebration that's going to be IDW is going to be putting out a comic which will include a bunch of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stories told by the actual teams that created that did that iteration. So you have obviously Eastman and Laird, you have some of the Archie guys. And you have the iteration that I worked on, which is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2003. So this one's really special because we got back our original showrunner and producer, Lloyd Goldfein, who wrote most of our show and pretty much, talked to Pete to get the rights to do it. So he's writing a story, wrote the story. Kari Randolph, who did all of the licensing artwork and some development artwork for the last season of Ninja Turtles. And myself, who's worked on the show as a color designer, a character designer, backgrounds, and all kinds of other stuff. So it's really cool to get back with the team and, go back into the 2003 world. So, so that's going to be out at, I don't exactly know when the Turtle Tracks episode is going to be out, but the comic is going to be released on July 10th. Not to mention, if you are a fan of the 2003 iteration, there is also Super 7 just did an announcement today you can buy a collection of all four turtles based off of the actual animation which came out. And also on that IDW book, me and Kari did two different covers. So I have a villain cover, and we both did a turtles cover. So lots of turtles, lots of stuff going on. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Yeah. Man, there's a lot of shit. You should have just cut me off before I did the outro. I got something to plug.
I gotta look for my space.
So. No, that is your space. You jump in there during the plug stuff. Go check out Manny. In the city. On Saturday at 1 p.m. What was the name of the place again?
The event is called the Waffle Games 7.0. It's going to be at the North Academic Center, the uptown at the CUNY College. So, yeah, if you're going to be there, you know, check it out. Yeah. It's supposed to be a lot of really cool stuff happening for, you know, developers and young, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. So, yeah.
Shout out to Decoy Games, man. It's my homie right there, you know?
Yeah, it's Ahmed and Khalil.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, before I really do the outro here, J. Shep goes, did you see that one reviewer who gave Elden Ring a bad score because he said it was too difficult to beat? Get good, bruh.
Get good.
All right, let's continue here. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, man. We'll be back on Sunday. Go play Elden Ring. Later.